17 minutes past 3 o'clock in Chicago, and the following impromptu performance on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous contributions from members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle. And we take you now to our Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio, and here's your host, Carrie Frumkin.
Thank you, Dave. This afternoon on this live impromptu, we have as our guests the members of the show Irish Christmas in America, which features Irish music, song, and dance appropriate to the season. They will do a performance tonight in Maurer Concert Hall of the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago at 4454 North Lincoln. But alas, it's sold out. However, you might want to take a chance and call the box office and see if something gets turned back. And that phone number is 773-728-6000. But we're going to do the next best thing to being there and provide you with some of the music from that show right now. And first we're going to talk with the gentleman who's the producer of the show, Oisin Dermada. And Oisin, we'll get into some of the details about how the show works and what happens if one goes to see it a little later. But first, tell us what we're going to hear right now before we really get going in earnest.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for having us here.
Pleasure.
Today. And we're going to begin our program with a beautiful song from a singing group from Ireland, very, very well known. And they're called Lumiere. And they recently performed in New York's Carnegie Hall. And so we're thrilled to have them as part of the Christmas show this year. And they're going to sing a song called The Cherry Tree Carol.
And right after that comes...
Right after that, we're going to get right into the tunes. And we've some wonderful musicians here in the show. And we're going to start with some polkas, which are a type of tune that's very, very famous down in Kerry.
Okay.
Joseph was an older man, an older man he, when he married Virgin Mary, the flower of Galilee. As Joseph and Mary were walking one day to an orchard of cherry trees, they happened to stray. Up spoke Virgin Mary, so meek and so mild, gathered cherries, Joseph, for I go a child. Joseph flew angry, and an angry man was he. Let the father of your baby gather cherries for thee. Spoke Jesus from within his mother's womb, bow down, you cherry trees, bow down to the ground. The cherry trees, they bow down to the ground, and Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around. Joseph grew sorry, sorry to the bone. Oh, have mercy on me for all I have done. Joseph to Mary, sadder on his knee. Oh, tell me, lovely baby, when your birthday will be. On the 6th day of January, my birthday will be, and the stars and the elements will all bow down for me. Joseph was an older man, an older man he, when he married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Dun. La
Began with the Cherry Tree Carol, which is a traditional tune arranged there by Tony Small from Galway. And the performers, Lumiere, consisting of Elish Kennedy and Pauline Scanlon. And also playing was Donna Hennessy on guitar and Grona Hambly on harp. Then we heard the Shibian Polkas. That's traditional as well. And I'm told that word Shibin is, in essence, a speakeasy. And that's apparently where these were recorded when they came out on disc. And everyone had a good time, quite clearly, back then and now. And we're going to hear from Oshi once again as he tells us about the next set. And before we hear about that, let's talk a bit about the show and how it all started some 9 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. We started doing this 9 years ago, and it grew out of a tour that Grona Hambly, our harpist, and myself did in Germany for a couple of Christmases back in the early 2000s. And I was touring a lot in America with the band Teda at that time. So it just struck me it would be nice to put together a seasonal Christmas program. So that was the start of it. And every year we bring in different singers. So we've been blessed to work with some amazing singers. And we had such a great time with Lumiere 2 years ago that they're back again this year. And they're better than ever.
Of course they are. And tell me what one would see and hear if one were able to get into the Old Town School tonight and actually see the show and enjoy it. What goes on stage?
Yeah, well, it's the show itself is a fairly it's an informal night, so it's a lovely intimate experience and of hearing some great Irish singing, music, and then dancing as well. So it's like all of our culture kind of put on stage. Seamus Begley, who is the traditional singer of the year this year in Ireland, he plays the accordion as well with the show, but he's also one of the great entertainers of the Irish music scene as well. So just to sit down and watch Seamus and hear his jokes is a pleasure as well, as well as all the songs and the tunes. So it's just a great kind of combination of all those things.
And you said at one point that you thought the theme of the show really is about emigration, and you talked about music as a way that people were able to stay close to home. And I really loved that sentiment, and I think that really is the essence of what you're about.
Yeah, it is one of the big things that people think about in around Christmas time, and nowhere more so than Ireland, because there is such a big link with so many countries, in particular America, through emigration. And Christmas time is the time when so many Irish people come back from where they're living abroad and spend that lovely long holiday that we have around Christmas time with their families. So it's a very important time of the year on the calendar.
Tell us what we're going to hear next.
Oh, we're going to go back to Lumiere now for another beautiful Christmas song. This one's called the Cuimhle na n-Eagail, which is an Irish title, obviously.
I'm glad you said that. And not me.
And it means the candles of the angels. And the words of this song come from a poem which is written by a great Irish poet called Máire MacIntí. Máire MacIntí. And this is obviously the song version of that beautiful poem.
With candles of angels, the night sky is dotted. The wind from the mountain bears teeth made of ice. Tend to your firesides and go to your bed, for Jesus will lie in this house tonight. La Cuimhle na n-Eagail, don spéir am obair acá. Don fiacar an teacha, sa ré an gnóg. Adig an tine, is tarcha na labhan. Tick show and north. Foggy gondoras are lawn oak and now. On wide and off awake, some weird old.
Candles of the Angels, performed once again by Lumiere, Eilish Kennedy, Pauline Scanlon. the guitarist Donna Hennessy, and playing harp, Grana Hambly. Members of Irish Christmas in America, featuring Irish music, song, and dance. And we have more music to come, but I want to talk with Oisin a bit more about this. There obviously is a great adherence to tradition going on here with respect to the way the vocals are performed and the instrumentation as well. And you, sir, I understand, are a chief examiner for the traditional music examination system, which must be a way, I guess, of keeping track of these traditions and making sure they carry on. Tell us about that and how, in fact, one does stay true to those traditions.
Yeah, well, we're very lucky in Ireland in that the traditional culture, it's still very, very strong on the ground. So it hasn't got to the stage where we've had to put it in a box and put it in a museum and kind of, you know, pay very strict adherence to it. And it's very sad when that happens to a culture. But if you take where four of our performers live in Dingle, if you visit there any time of the year, you'll hear great music and song and dance happening, you know, happening in a spontaneous way, also happening in an organized way in pub sessions and stuff like that. So it's very much alive on the ground. But I mean, it needn't have been so, and it didn't. People were certainly worried decades ago about what would happen to traditional Irish music. And there was a fear, you know, when popular music became so popular and it spread to Ireland, there was a big fear that the culture might go into decline, but it hasn't happened. Some of that is because it's I think people all over the world enjoy Irish music, and it's
for sure.
We don't play what we do, and we don't listen to Irish music just out of a sense of duty. We also love it, and thankfully a lot of other people love it around the world as well. But it's also been kept alive by people going out there and teaching it, and also musicians going around, you know, performing it around the world, and stations like yourselves have been to promote it as well.
Yeah, well, we're glad we can, and we're glad you're here, and glad you're going to be at the Old Town School of Folk Music tonight. We're going to hear a song entitled McCarthy's Party, this by Seamus Begley, and then some slides. What are slides?
Oh, slides are another. You heard the polkas at the beginning of the show, and these are slides are another type of tune that are very, very associated with the Kerry part of Ireland, the southwest. And Seamus has been playing slides and polkas for a long time now, and he's, I suppose, one of the more prominent players in Ireland who plays those tunes. Slides are a little bit like jigs.
Ah.
You know, none of our tune types are essentially Irish, but they come out of dances that were popular throughout Europe in the 18th and 19th centuries and that. So the slide is, it's like a fast jig, but there's a slightly different rhythmic emphasis that you may or may not hear if you're not too used to hear to hear. But it's difficult to describe, but you notice the difference. The main thing is that they're a very, very lively type of tune, and people love to dance with them. And Seamus loves to play them for dancers because that's what he grew up doing down in Kerry.
All right. Seamus, take it away.
Okay. It's probably a bit early for you to sing a chorus. Will you all sing the chorus? You will. I would represent the rowdy part of Christmas. I'd be the party man, keeping everybody, making sure everybody is drunk and dancing around the place, going mad and fighting and stuff like that. And there's never a party, an Irish party, without a good fight. And this is one party that had that fight, so I'll tell you all about it in a minute if I think of it. Now, if you look at me, a nobleman you'll see, the other night I met McCarthy, coming down our way, he to me did say, won't you come and join our party? Our house, to be sure, will be crowded to the door. Everyone will be hale and hearty. The Sullivans and the Dalys will be there with their shillelies. Down at McCarthy's party, oh, at McCarthy's party, everyone was hearty till someone hit Maloney on the nose with the handle of a broom. O'Hara swept the room. then a row, our oath, it was holy murder. Murphy and his cousin paralyzed a half a dozen. They hit both swift and hard. And the number of the boys will never make a noise, because they're lying in the old churchyard. Well, the story of the row, I'll tell it to you now. Burke, you see, was a bit of a dandy. Donovan got up, said he was a pup, and that he wasn't worth a candy. Burke gave a dirty look, the frying pan he took. Johnson's big red nose came handy. He hit him such a clatter, right across the schnatter, down at McCarthy's party. Oh, at McCarthy's party, everyone was hearty, till someone hit Maloney on the nose with the handle of a broom. O'Hara swept the room. Then a row arose, there was holy murder. Murphy and his cousin paralyzed a half a dozen. They hit both swift and hard. And the number of the boys will never make a noise, because they're lying in the old churchyard. Now a lady said she'd try if she could pacify. Faith, and she was a rare old crater, roaring like a bull, she was beautiful. Madam Hammond herself couldn't imitate her. She opened up her mouth, northwest, east and south, for all the world like an alligator. She couldn't get it shut, so Murphy stuck his foot down at McCarthy's party. Oh, at McCarthy's party, everyone was hearty, till someone hit Maloney on the nose with the handle of a broom. O'Hara swept the room. Then a row arose, there was holy fucking murder. Murphy and his cousin paralyzed a half a dozen. They hit both swift and hard. And the number of the boys will never make a noise, because they're lying in the old churchyard. With their boots on, they're lying in the old churchyard.
Slides, and before that we heard McCarthy's Party, and performing for us from Irish Christmas in America were Aisin McDerma, who is the producer of the show and also the fiddlist. And we heard Lumiere, consisting of Elish Kennedy and Pauline Scanlon. Then we heard Seamus Begley on accordion. Also, he sang for us and told some wonderful stories. And we heard guitarist Donna Hennessy and harpist Grana Hamley. And the flutist was Sean Gavin. And a wonderful performance it was, and we thank you very much for it. And you can see them tonight, if you're lucky, that is, because officially the show is sold out, at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Maurer Concert Hall. That's at 4454 North Lincoln in Chicago. And if you want to check to see if there are any turnbacks with respect to tickets, the phone number to call is 773-728-6000. Thank you all for being with us. And I hope the rest of your tour goes very well as well. Thanks also to our music producer, Eric Arunis, and to the producer of Impromptu, Louise Frank. And we give it back to Dave.
Thank you, Carrie. If you enjoyed this live performance, please consider joining the Fine Arts Circle yourself. You can become a WFMT member now by pledging online at WFMT.com. This Impromptu on 98.7 WFMT was supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous contributions from members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle.